Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I saw Andy Martino retweet something yesterday that some social media user like Yankee Stats had or something like that had. And it was basically saying prior to yesterday's game, it was during yesterday's game, like, oh, the Yankees' expected numbers are such and such. This is why there's no reason to panic. Okay, great. And to me, that's part of the issue with the Yankees. Relying on expected numbers, which I really believe the Yankees organization does. I'm not talking about a little 5 or 6 game slump. Obviously, we know that things are going to turn around. But you have to... You can't just go by what's expected and the numbers, which I feel like the Yankees have been doing for too many years, and then watching it play out year after year where they fall short. Here's what I know. Sal Lytics will tell you. Here's what I expect. The Yankees haven't been to a World Series in the past 2 decades without Juan Soto. They don't have Juan Soto. Not to make it about him, but just that's the fact. Like, they haven't been to one since the 2000s without Soto, and now they're without him again. Because the expected numbers are better, you're supposed to just sit back and say, well, the expected numbers say we're supposed to be better, and in fact, we're not. So I do think, though, BT, the Yankees rely a little bit too much on the numbers, and it bothers me the way that they build the team, which I just don't believe has been good enough.
Okay, so if Aaron Boone's sitting there after a game, let's say they didn't win last night. Let's say they lost, and it's now 7 straight, and... Hey, Booney, what do you think about this stretch? You know, when are you guys going to bust it? Well, and Aaron said something along the lines of, well, I'm not that worried because our expected numbers tell... Aaron didn't say that.
No, but
some website.
But you know that he's thinking.
Well, I'm going there. So, but just to get a little separation from the tweet.
Yes.
You know, it's some statistical database that is leaning on the numbers
might be a Booney burner.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. It crossed my mind that maybe it was somebody within the front office burner account. Like, it was that... random, and I looked at the account, not even that many people follow it, but Andy was one, and he was using it, and then Andy actually, I should pull it up, because Andy, in his tweet, said this is why the Yankees aren't concerned, which I would understand for that short stretch, but don't you think this is a bigger picture issue?
I do, and we've said that, and I think one of the ways you try to get out of that and don't rely on expected numbers or whatever it might be is to try to do some things differently. And one of the things that's been alarming during this Yankee stretch before yesterday was their awful fundamentals. The one thing, now we can lay that at their doorstep, but it's been that way for way too many years, and that's been the biggest source of my personal consternation with the Yankees. Whether it's first and second, nobody out, you get nothing. Man on third, less than 2 out, you get nothing. You know, you try to get a bunt down, you foul it off, then you take the bunt off. You know, you try to steal, you get picked off. Like, I at least give the Yankees credit in this regard. Now, they're not built for this, so this is not a big picture win, but at least they tried to break out of the losing streak by pushing the envelope and trying to do things that they normally don't try to do Little small ball.
Yeah.
Little more activity on the bases, etc.
All right, so the actual stat, Yankee stats at Chris Coop underscore. This was the guy who tweeted it out there. Martino retweeted.
Okay.
He gives you the barrel data 8 times, first in the league over the last 5 days prior to yesterday.
Okay.
Had 40 hard hit outs. I want to use a hand gesture that I'm not going to do in public here. Had 22 sweet spot outs. Like, okay, I'm not even going to bore you with the whole thing. Martino quote tweets it and says, if you're wondering why Yankees aren't freaking out about the current slump, they're well aware of these numbers. Dude, the Yankees are, it's the same thing. They bring in the same guys. They have the same type of offense. They have the same beliefs. They think we're all the idiots for thinking that they need to change it up. And they're like, no, the numbers, this is proven. Like, it's scientific fact. As opposed to reacting and saying, you know what? We haven't been good enough. And outside of bringing in another, or outside of having the greatest combo that you in the modern era with Soto and Judge a year ago, they have not gotten through in the postseason to even get to a World Series, let alone win one since 2009. They can't be doing everything right. The numbers can't be that good.
I don't think anybody's saying they're doing everything right. I'm certainly not saying that. But hold on a second.
Yeah.
Every team, whether it's barrel, whether it's whiff rate, yeah, whether it's all the things you were talking about, I promise you, now there might be varying degrees of to what extent they lean on the numbers. There is not a baseball team, even going to, I believe, the lowest levels, I'm talking like rookie ball or low A, short season, that knows those numbers, looks at those numbers, and incorporates those numbers into who they are and who they're trying to be. Like, I guarantee the Mets have access to those numbers, and they look at them, and it either tells a story that they don't want to believe or it confirms what they do believe. So I don't think the Yankees are different in that regard. Sal, it's 2025.
I know, but
the numbers run the sport, whether you and I like it or not.
But it hasn't worked for them. So whatever they think they're relying on, here's the example. Okay, let's say they barrel it up better than anybody else.
Yeah.
And guys get on base. You know, like a guy, for example, say, get on second base with nobody out. Yankees can't get them in. So you can get them on. Why can't the Yankees get him in? The guy gets on second base. Now, Stanton, hard hit double. That's great. He's on second base. How come they can't get him in with nobody out? You don't need to hit a ball hard or square it up to be able to manufacture
that. You got
to
put it in play.
Or why are they so bad in extra innings? Is that not a big deal? Like, you want to go on the sample. Yeah, the Yankees aren't going to get shut out 3 games in a row or 30 straight innings. That is an aberration. Anybody with a noodle knows that. But my point is that they have struggled in situational hitting, in manufacturing runs, in big pressurized spots. And that is something that they just haven't accounted for in the way that they've built this team year after year after year. And I do think a big part of it is like, well, look at the numbers. The numbers say we should be better.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, there's a lot of good teams around baseball that win different ways that don't necessarily have the numbers that you would want. I think you're picking on the Yankees here, pal, is what you're doing.
I am picking.
And by the way, the Mets are hitting 175 with runners in scoring position. How about those numbers?
I am picking on the Yankees.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.